Hi, and welcome to the Feed the Pig podcast. I'm your host, Tim Farrell. Money shouldn't drive your future, but neither should debt. It's time for you to take control, not just for today, but for your whole life. Remember, small changes add up. The Feed the Pig podcast is here to help you take steps to start saving for today, so you'll have a solid financial future tomorrow. Here on episode 14, we'll be taking the financial literacy quiz to find out just how dollar savvy today's guest is.
All right, if you've been listening to the Feed the Pig podcast, you must be feeling pretty good that you've learned a lot. And joining us today is Chrissy. And Chrissy has agreed to take the financial literacy quiz. Hi, Chrissy.
Hi.
Tell me a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm 24 years old. I recently graduated college and just started really getting into the working world. So I think I know a good amount about financial literacy, but I guess we're about to find out.
Oh, yes, we will. Joining us also on the phone is Jordan Amon, the CPA for Feed the Pig podcast. He joins us regularly. Jordan, are you going to give us a little information about each of these answers to the quiz?
Absolutely, Tim. Happy to help.
All right, then let's get started. Question number one. A credit report is A, list of your financial assets and liabilities, B, your monthly credit card statement, C, a loan or bill payment history, or D, your credit line with your financial institution.
Well, I've been hearing a lot about credit reports lately. There's a lot of commercials on television offering free credit reports, so I know a little bit about this. And the answer is C, a loan and bill payment history.
And that's your final answer.
That's my final answer.
You are correct! Jordan, tell us a little bit about credit reports.
What you've won is your credit report. What the credit report is it's a listing. It's pretty much your bill-paying history and your debt history. It says how much money you have outstanding in loans, whether it's credit card debt or a mortgage or a car loan. And it indicates, basically you get a score that indicates how likely you are to repay, you know, future debts. So if you go to get a mortgage, you go to get a car loan, and they say, oh, I got to pull your credit report. They want to see, you know, what you have out there, how many credit cards you have open, whether you pay your bills on time, whether you carry a balance. Basically, it's how big a risk you are to repay any monies they're going to loan you.
You've earned the right to move on to question number two. In terms of credit, what does APR stand for? A, annual percentage rate, B, annual penalty rate, C, annual payment rate, or D, annual payoff rate?
Well, I know if you're late with your credit card payments, then it would be annual penalty rate, but it's actually A, annual percentage rate.
You are correct! Tell them how she's done, Jordan.
Very good. The APR is, it's actually pretty simple. It's a measure of what it's costing you to borrow money. It's, you know, in terms of an annual, yearly interest rate is really what it stands for. So it's how much money it's really costing you to borrow what you're borrowing. Generally, the lower the APR, the better.
All right, we're moving on to question number three. You're doing excellent. Only two more questions away from being completely financially literate. All right, question number three. Who insures your stocks in the stock market? A, the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation. B, the Securities and Exchange Commission. C, the U.S. Department of Treasury. Or D, no one.
Well, I'm pretty sure that I've heard that stocks are high risk, so I'm going to say that D, no one insures your stocks.
Wait a minute. You're sure no one? You're sure?
I'm about 99% sure.
But there's 1% that's unsure.
Yes, there's 1%.
And your final answer
that's
is?
That's my final answer. No one.
You are correct. No one does. Jordan, tell us a little bit why.
Your stocks are risky investments. It's not something that's backed by the government. And as unfortunately with some of the big stock scandals that went on earlier this decade, you know, people found out the hard way that it's not insured. So it's very important to make sure you understand what you're investing your money in and you know, make sure that you you know what you're buying. So buyer beware to some extent.
Chrissy, you're doing very well in the quiz, let me tell you. We're going to move into the true or false part of the quiz. Question number four, true or false. Federal law gives you 3 days to cancel the purchase of a new or used car from the dealer. True or false?
I'm not sure about this one, but it's a 50-50 chance. I'm going to say that's probably true.
You think that's true?
I do.
You're sure?
That's going to be my final answer.
Oh, well, I'm sorry. The answer is false. That's a tough break for you, Chrissy. Jordan, can you tell us a little bit about that?
With automobiles, there's no right of rescission on a contract. Oftentimes, you know, with anything else where they're trying to sell, they promise you a whole lot of things. So they have a lot of deals. You know, take the car home if you're not happy within a certain amount of miles, bring it back. But that's not a that's not legally required. So that's a deal, and you have to make sure you like anything else. Again, buyer beware. You have to make sure you know what you're doing. So if you purchase a car from a dealer, and they tell you you can bring it back in 3 days, no questions asked, make sure you have that in writing, and make sure you check the fine print.
All right, this is your last chance, Chrissy. You've done extremely well, exceedingly well. 3 out of 4. Can you make it 4 out of 5?
I think so.
Question number 5, true or false? The type of car you own affects the price you pay for auto insurance.
It should be true, and I think it is true. So that's the answer I'm going to go with.
You're going to go with true. And you're correct! Jordan, tell us a little bit about this.
Oh, well, congratulations on doing so well on the quiz. But the premium is absolutely based on the price of the car. The number one, a more expensive car theoretically would be more expensive to repair. So if there's an accident, parts are more expensive. It may be more money for them to fix it, so they would have to charge you more in the premiums. Also, the higher they have ratings on different cars for how likely they are to be stolen. So depending on the car you buy, and if it's a high theft car, they may charge you more. You may pay more for some of the safety features and things like that, which may also in turn give you a discount. So the specific car and how much you pay for it does have a direct impact on the premiums that they're going to charge you for what it costs to fix it in case of an accident or for, unfortunately, if it's stolen.
Oh, congratulations, Chrissy. You are very financially literate. And I want to thank the folks over at www.consumer.gov for the questions for the our quiz today. And remember, all the knowledge you've learned is yours to keep. Thanks for listening to this episode of the Feed the Pig podcast. Join us next time on episode 15, because we're going to be talking about tax returns and the different things that you can do to make the most of the money you get back from Uncle Sam. You know, like shopping. Or better yet, saving. Jordan Amon works for Amper, Polizziner, and Mattia, a CPA firm in the New York, New Jersey region. If you're looking for more information on ways to save, you can check out feedthepig.org. That's feedthepig.org. Or if you have a question that you want us to talk about, email it to us at feedthepig@gmail.com.
This podcast is designed to provide illustrative information with respect to the subject matter covered and does not represent an official opinion or position of the AICPA or FeedThePig.org. It is provided with the understanding that AICPA and FeedThePig.org are not engaged in rendering legal, accounting, or other professional service. If such advice or expert assistance is required, the services of a competent professional person should be sought. The AICPA and FeedThePig.org make no representations, warranties, or guarantees as to and assume no responsibility for the content or application of the material contained herein, and especially disclaim all liability for any damages arising out of the use of, reference to, or reliance on such material.